If there was a spaghetti stain on your tie, I'd suck it off. No, I mean that. I love food. I never got into, like, cigars or any of that stuff.
Man, I'm dropping weight just thinking about that. The Don and Mike
Show. Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, sorry, dude. I stepped on you. And welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. There was a time. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with ya. Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. And you do want to listen at 3. And I will tell you why right now. Don and Mike have lots of prizes to give away to ye today. Complete first season of HBO's Wire, HBO Family Bonds prize packs, and, perhaps you could win a trip for two anywhere Independence Air flies. That's right. Good Monday afternoon. I'll say it again. Redskins win. Yay. Monday's always a little better when the Redskins win. At least it is for me. And now let's get back. Let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Not back into it because we haven't gotten into it yet. Anyway, I like this segment is called Mike is Lead Man. I don't know what that means. Let's find out together. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Time now for Mike's. Let's hear it for the Lead Boy.
I was real excited about this weekend. I was looking forward to it for a very long period of time. I mentioned it because it was the
Golden Run. Boy is looking to show he's still the best.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm always looking to show that I'm still the best. And it was the poker run at this restaurant that I hang out at on the weekends. Really, usually every other weekend when I'm not with my kids, I'll be on my buddy's boat at this place called Tim's River Shore. Mm-hmm. People that boat on the Potomac, they know this place. It's it's a very famous place.
The Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
And I was excited because these poker runs, and apparently I found out over the weekend they do these all up and down the East Coast. And anybody that is in a boating community, they probably are familiar with this type of thing. They people go up and down, and what you do is you get a series of locations that you have to go to get a card to make an entire hand of poker, usually five stops. Uh-huh. And at the last stop where everybody collects and gathers and anchors their boats, you get your fifth card, and then whoever has the best poker hand gets this nice little windfall and gets a lot of money. And it's really, really kind of fun.
And it's a chance to party with your neck boat friends.
Yeah, it's really kind of the unofficial opening of the season, and you see a lot of people you haven't seen, and really most of my friends I see all year round anyway, but these are people at this restaurant who I consider friends, a lot of right. people that I haven't seen in a long time. So I'm real excited about the opportunity to do this, and I've got my little boat, but I'm not going to use it in this poker run. I'm going to take it over to this restaurant, dock it, and then wait for my buddy, and in the meantime, go to the starting gate for this poker run.
Now your boat
in this really great fast boat, which is about just about as much fun as a human being can have.
You're telling me these other guys have like Miami Vice boats.
These are beyond my. This year in particular, there were boats down there. I saw one boat. I thought it was from Illinois. They come from all over the place. And man, some of these boats. I mean, the fun of this. My friend John's boat is a big boat. It's like a real pleasure cruiser. That's what we hang out. That's the boat where I sat, put my fat ass through the hatch, and exploded the hatch and glass. Still, you know, one of the things I tolerate is, you know, when I'll see somebody I haven't seen, you know, hey, you broken a head? You sat on anything? And I, you know, we always have to go through the ritual of me pointing at the glass where my ass went through the hatch.
And your boat is what, 20 feet?
My boat is a small fishing boat. It's a center console boat. It's got a nice big engine on it, but it's not a speedboat, nor is it a pleasure craft. It really is more or less a boat that when I'm not out with my buddy, I'm using it for his dinghy, or I'm using it just to run around.
Because your boat's 20 feet, and this guy, your friend, you were telling me, is his boat
44
like,
feet.
44
feet. Wow. I mean, it's huge. Got a cabin, and, you know, I talk about the cabin that when I'm on the boat, I kick everybody out. I say, you know, I'm sleeping here, because really, you know me and creature comforts. It's like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not a 20-something, and I don't want to be sleeping on the back of the boat. I mean, it's just, I want to have my privacy. So I get up very early in the morning, at about 8 o'clock in the morning. I head over to this restaurant, dock the boat, where I'm going to meet this guy that's associated with the restaurant, a guy whose name is Guy, and he's got one of these cool boats that's just 29 feet, and it's fast, and
Hi,
it's
guy.
Got a big, loud engine. And, man, I forgot how much fun. You know, remember the old days, where, a long time ago, where I had another redneck buddy who we used to go out in his fast boat?
I know, the fat guy with the big glasses.
Yeah, Rich.
Yeah.
You know, a long time ago. And I have no idea whatever happened to Rich.
He's in prison, Mike.
We have not stayed. No, I don't think he's dead, Rob.
I think he's in prison, though.
29 feet. Wow. And it's only like 5 minutes for us to get over to the starting point, but it's so much fun. I'm having a blast on this thing. And then my buddy's boat arrives. And the real show with all of this is to see the fast boats. And everybody gets registered, and then slowly but surely, you see all these boats flow down into the river, and they're starting point, and everybody's engines are idling, and you hear all these engines, and everybody's just waiting, and there's really not like a starting gun or a pace boat or anything like this. It's just somebody cranks it, and then everybody cranks it, and it is absolutely spectacular to watch. A little dangerous, too, if you ask me, because I always think of the guy that just bought his little fishing boat and is taking it out into the river, and he looks to his right, and he sees this coming at him, you know, 70 boats all going 100 miles an hour coming at this guy.
Very much like Rodney.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, what a lovely, peaceful... Oh, my God! And we've got, you know, we traditionally have one of the slower boats because it's big. It's not designed for speed. And we figure, boy, you know, there's a lot of stuff floating in the river. With all the bad weather we've had, there are, I mean, trees in the river that you have to... And the nice thing about these trees is sometimes, because they're heavy, what will be sticking up will be a tiny little branch, almost like a tiny little bitty periscope on a tiny little remote control submarine. But no, these underneath, you know, you've got an oak that's floating. So we cruise out, and you know, I frankly think I've been called the Golden Boy, but I think because I am on the this boat, I'm going to bring everyone bad luck. And we're cruising along, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's happy. The music's turned on. The sun is out. And as we're cruising on, we're about halfway to our destination to get our first card. All the fast boats have passed us, and it's been a blast watching them go by. And all of a sudden, you hear this like that. Oh. And the boat starts going. And everybody knows immediately, oh, we hit something. And so we slow down and yeah, I'm lucky, man. Yes, sir.
The Lud Boy.
Now, the funny thing is there were a couple of boats that were down in the water that we passed, you know, and I'm like, oh, what a bad luck. You know, I did think about that at one point. Right. When we first hit it and it started to buy, I just, for some strange reason, I think,
sank. We're going to sink.
But no,
with
we
the Golden Boy standing by on the sidelines.
So we back it up, and then we start it up again, and it's... And we realize...
It's a brand new boat, right?
Oh, no, not really. It's not that brand new. I mean, he's had it for a couple of years, so it's... But
this is not your boat.
No, this is my friend's boat. Uh-huh. This is... I'm looking at my buddy John, who's just really handles this stuff. Like, not even fit. He doesn't. He's unflappable because he's seen everything in boating. He knows it. And he immediately says, "We bent a prop." And as it turns out, he's got two props, and one of them hit this tree, bent it, and you can't go anywhere fast.
So the bad stuff with your boat is still to come.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. See,
because I was looking at
it. I didn't realize it was more than
one
mishap.
No, this is the big boat with everybody on it. No, mine was safely back where I should have left it at the restaurant. And okay. So we turn around and we make the slow jaunt back going, you know, just going as slow as we can to get back to the restaurant and dock. The nice thing is nobody's there. They're all, you know, they're all really beginning their day. That's going to be, this is, I guess, about 11:30, right. And this thing's going to end at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening. So we're there, and we're stuck at the dock. And I'm looking at my friend John, going, "Man, he really handled this well." And if I think I even said that. I said, "You really handled this adversity." I said, "I'd like to handle my, you know, if anything ever goes wrong." Little did I know that you know, mere moments later, I would be experiencing my own horrible luck. So I'm sitting there, and we dock his huge boat, and there's my little dinghy-sized boat sitting there. And I'm like, I want to go for a ride. I want to show off my boat, and I want to take somebody out. So I take this couple out, And we're cruising along, and this couple of very nice people, Gene and Emily, I think they were the ones that were on the boat. I don't remember exactly who was on the boat because it was a little hazy at
just
that point.
Just your boat people, all and I guys.
Yeah. Well, a little bit at that point. You know, day was...
what is the code
I've been
word?
Going since 8:30.
Festive.
You're having
it was festive at that
having
point.
A festive.
Not so festive that I wasn't more than capable of operating a machine.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
That came later. So we cruise out, and as we're going really, really fast, and I said, yeah, and, you know, you can't hear it because it's an outboard. I'm like, yeah, it's a good baby. 200 horsepower really moves it along. Really, you know, really moves it along. It's going really well. It's going well. My boat's like, and I said, yeah, this is great. You know, all it is a little runabout. Get me from point A to point B. A little faster than John, though. And that's really a shame what happened to his boat. Really shame, isn't it? Yeah, well, yeah, I'll get back soon. I'm going to really try to get it up to speed now. And it dies. It dies. It completely dies. And it's going. And I try like five different times to speed it up. And alarms start going off. You know, crest. Everything's going crazy on the boat. I have no idea. Absolutely no idea what it is. And I'm getting. I do not react. I think really within the first 5 minutes. I said, I don't know why I did this. Why did I do this to myself?
What do you mean, buying the
why
boat?
Why did I buy another effing boat? That's what I said. Why did I buy another effing boat? You know, people are looking at me like, calm down. You know, I don't handle adversity well on the water. I really don't. And I went, it was like, every time I try to accelerate, it's like the engine's telling me, no, idiot, don't do that. And there are alarms going off, and I've got my cell phone. You know, cell phones are great because there was a day you couldn't do this. And I'm calling the guy that sold me the boat, the mechanic, and you know, he's trying to go over it, and you know, his answer was, I'm not sure, which is great when I was out there. So I have to limp back in myself, and I came in and we docked the boat there, and that's where it stayed. And then, you know, really I was able to forget about the problems that I had because it got really festive.
Okay.
And again, I think really if you're talking about the total day's activity, it would have been about 8 in the morning till about 3:30 the following morning. That's when we finally ramped it down. Ramped some festivities down.
That's my guy.
And it was great. And then, you know what? As it turned out, I found out today, you know what it was?
What?
The oil thingy was just crimped. You know how like you have a hose and the water doesn't come out of the hose because it's bent? It's crimped.
Right.
That's all it was.
Huh.
And I had a bunch of mechanics look at it. I want to thank all those mechanics I had look at it. They were like,
Well, were they festive too?
Yeah. Everybody's a little festive.
Well, then you can't really bust their balls.
Well, I think if you can,
they're festive too.
Well, yeah, then again, I don't come in here and do the show like that, so I suppose you're right. Maybe they were having a very, very good time. And we got a plaque at the Thames River Shore thing. They gave us a plaque that said, worst luck.
Well, hey.
We got the worst luck plaque, which I think is great.
That's nice.
I mean, if you're going to have bad luck, have the worst luck. It was very, very festive.
Crowning of a new person today on the show, ladies and gentlemen, say goodbye to the Golden Boy and say hello.
Lead Boy!
To the Lead Boy.
I'm Lead. How about Lead Man?
Lead Man.
I'm Lead Man.
Lead Man.
Lead Man, yes, sirree.
Formerly known as.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right. I don't have great luck, but I will protect you from kryptonite. I'm Lead Man.
Lead
Man. And that's more of a rednecky name, too, isn't it?
Lead Man.
Yo, Lead Man! Right. Lead Man, you go on my fast boat, Lead Man. Lead Man.
I about died today when I was talking to Mike this morning about some of this not for air email I've been getting from the company. Mm-hmm. So we're calling Mike about this. We went through all of this, and then he said, "You want to laugh?" I said, "Please." He said,
"My first weekend with my new boat.
I took my brand new boat on Saturday, and it broke."
Oh. However, now that it's fixed, I have an invite for someone special on the show. Joe Ardinger, please come in here very briefly. I know we have to break, right?
Joe.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
We got five. Joe, come here.
Yeah, we got less than that, but go ahead.
We got something planned.
I got plenty
You're
of stuff
a part of
you.
It, Joe. Really? You know what subject came up?
What?
Catfishing.
Catfishing.
We're going catfishing. And the thing is, you have to go at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So after the show, maybe even this week, Joe, let me know what your schedule is. We venture down, take the little boat out, and we got to get all rigged up for catfishing. What do you use for bait?
Chicken livers.
Really?
You know what we can use now for bait, though?
It's going to be the four of us. Me, my friend Box, my friend Reggie, and you.
Sounds great.
You know what you guys can use for bait?
What's that?
Hume Cronin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry to be the first to tell you.
Just now?
Just happened.
He's with Jessica Tandy.
Yes.
I couldn't be more happy.
You could cut him into little pieces and put him on hooks.
Well, they
catch your catfish.
They were making jokes about that. Apparently, there were they called them revenuers in the old days that used to go down the river and look for stills.
Right.
And said, like, they lost four of them one time and said, they're catfish bait. Catfish bait or crab bait.
So, Joe, you up for the date with Mike?
Sure. We'll have a good time.
We will.
You told me that, right? And the subject came up that said this boat would be great for catfishing.
Excellent. Do you catfish for sport or do you eat them?
I do it for sport.
I wouldn't eat any of that.
They're garbage.
That came out of that river. Oh, my
you might.
God.
If you were festive enough, you might.
You know what? If I was festive enough, it might become sushi.
Well, you
see. Like Potomac sushi.
Catfish sushi. Wow.
Then about 2 hours later, my stomach don't feel good.
Call the revenuer. It could. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I just got to know something about when you were chasing the punk bike thief.
Yes.
Or would-be bike thief.
Yeah.
At any time during chasing him, did you happen to yell?
I did not, sir. I just want.
Oh, you missed out on an opportunity.
Anyone in the office want to get on a pool at what time on the Saturday morning that Mike and Joe go catfishing? Mike actually takes a swing at Joe.
Oh, no, it's a night after the show.
We are going catfishing at night.
Oh, well, then what time you punch him at night?
And I'd like to do it before we leave. I'd like to do it this week.
This week.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
John, you mentioned catch some kid that was trying to steal your bike.
Yes.
At any point in time, did you interrogate him about a missing lawnmower?
It's the same thief.
Green Bay loves you guys.
Thank you, my friend. Wouldn't it be great to put a sign up? Please bring back my bike.
Catfishing.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You and Joe.
Lit, man.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about make a comparison between his redneck fishing buddies in Sacramento.
Well, I like to die, but we have to go now.
Yeah, what a shame we can't sit around and chat with you.
Bye! No time to jaw!
Another time,
bye-bye.
Perhaps.
Bye-bye. Lead Man's too busy to talk to you today.
Lead Man.
Mike, I think in the future.
Lead Man.
You get an official. You get a hold up. I'm getting caught up.
Lead Man.
You get an official pass to speak about yourself in third person.
Right.
When you refer to yourself as Lead Man.
Lead Man, don't play that way.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Howard Stern Show.
What is wrong with you? Why am I the only one with a brain?
The Howard Stern Show.
Kind of life.
Brought to you by Radley Acura. Bailey's Crossroads. Mornings at 6 on 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
They're scary and they're frightening.
They're fun and they're exciting. They're thrilling and they're chilling. They'll scratch your family.
Witches, riches.
Cash.
They're frightfully fun. Two horrifyingly thrilling new scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Witches, riches, and creepy cash.
So scratch and pull some prizes.
You won't believe your eyes.
But don't be too surprised. If they scratch you back.
They're going fast, but you could still win one. Ragtop Riches, the new scratcher from the Virginia Lottery, is your chance to win a 2004 Ford Mustang GT convertible.
All you wanna do is ride around Sally.
Ride. Top prize chances, 1 in 294,000. Ford Mustang is a registered trademark owned and licensed by Ford Motor Company.
Ragtop Riches rolls on. 5 Mustangs still to be won.
Your bank says it has a great offer for you, but is it really offering? Is that the right word? If someone offers to hold open a door for you, do you expect to be charged? Should a service fee apply? Is that really what offering is all about? So when your bank charges you for checking, it's not an offer, it's a service. And a service comes with a fee. If you're tired of your bank always taking fees from your account, maybe you're ready for a new bank.
At Riggs, we're determined to give you more than what you expect from a bank. We're offering free checking that's exactly that, free. That means no monthly service fees, no penalties for writing too many checks, no hidden charges, and no surprises. And with Riggs Free Checking comes online banking and bill paying that is likewise free. So if you're ready to expect more from a bank, then maybe you're ready for Riggs. For more information, call 1-800-368-5800. Stop by your local banking center or visit RiggsBank.com.
Offer does not include all products and services. Terms and conditions subject to change. Fees may apply for optional services. Riggs Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
We're sure hearing a lot about performance enhancers, but there's one that's been around since the Stone Age. It's the most effective performance enhancer on the market. Diamonds. Slip them into her ears or around her wrist, her neck, or the erogenous zone known as the ring finger. They go to work fast. And if you get them at the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tyson to the cash store in Fairfax, no unpleasant side effects. In fact, the side effects are extremely pleasant for both of you. It's worked for me. She gets the diamonds, but I get the benefits. So visit the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tyson's or the cash store in Fairfax. What it does for your wallet alone will enhance your performance. Certified diamonds at up to 40% below wholesale. Not retail, wholesale. I called back to double check. I said, what? They said, yep, up to 40% below wholesale. And the biggest selection ever of Rolex watches with 1-year warranty starting at $1,600. And at the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tyson's and the cash store in Fairfax, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hers and yours.
GEICO says that millions of drivers are really glad they're riding with GEICO. Let's see what their customers have to say. Hello, is this Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Shannon, I understand you have GEICO auto insurance. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, would you say that you're really glad you're riding with GEICO?
Well, they do save me a lot of money, mm-hmm. and they're always there for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I am glad.
Okay, but that's not the question. Would you say you're really glad? Now, Shannon, please, think before you answer.
I'm really glad.
Okay, then. No further questions.
Millions of drivers are really glad they're riding with GEICO. See why? Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. Our customers like our service almost as much as they like saving money.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. EAS Weekly Test. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is now being tested. This station serves the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Hey, Redskins fans, tune in to WRC Channel 4 at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday nights to catch the Joe Gibbs Coaches Show, presented by Nextel. Join Coach Gibbs, George Michael, and Sonny Jurgensen as they give you the latest news, player updates, and inside information on the Redskins. This Redskins message is brought to you by Modell's, your headquarters for Skins jerseys, hats, T-shirts, and more. For the biggest savings, you've got to go to Mo's.
The Ram SRT10 is the most powerful pickup truck in the history of the universe. Automobile Magazine.
This is a legend in the making. Sport Truck Magazine.
Dodge Dakota rocks the Detroit Free Press.
They turn critics into diehard fans. They're America's hottest trucks from Dodge. And now during Truck Month, the deals are just as hot. Grab Zero Plus, $2,500 October bonus cash on 04 Ram 1500. Plus 0% APR financing, which can save you up to $8,400. Or save big on the all-new Dakota, Durango, and Ram Heavy Duty.
Dodge's new heavyweight looks like a gentleman, but works like a Goliath on steroids. Off-road adventures.
Hurry into Truck Month at your Dodge dealer, home of America's hottest trucks. You can quote us on that. Bonus cash and financing for qualified buyers through Chrysler Financial. Not all buyers will qualify. 5523 to 8488 estimated savings based on CFC average finance rate for Ram models. Finance 604 to 804 for applicable term by CFC. Actual savings vary with loan amount. Offers exclude Ram SRT10.
Someday you'll be old. You'll live in Florida and play bingo all wrinkly and saggy and pale. Your bones will turn brittle and you'll drive slowly. Some of you will lose your teeth and most of you will lose your hair. You'll be stiff, hard of hearing. You'll be old. And you know what? I'm insanely jealous.
Half of all new HIV infections are contracted by people under the age of 25. But it doesn't have to be that way. HIV is preventable. Learn more at knowhivaids.org.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Anywho, last night we're playing poker, right? As usual, I'm winning and not realizing it. And Lenny says that I'm... get this. A little slow. How come you're not laughing? Do you think I'm slow?
Bah. Bah.
We don't think you're slow. But on the other hand, it's not like you go to museums or read books or anything.
You think I don't want to? It's those TV networks, Marge. They won't let me. One quality show after another, each one fresher and more brilliant than the last. If they only stumbled once, just gave us 30 minutes to ourselves. But they won't. They won't let me live. Oh, who am I kidding? I am slow.
Oh, honey. If you feel so bad about yourself, there's always things you can do to feel better.
Take another bath in malt liquor?
There's that. Or you can take an adult education course.
Oh, and how is education supposed to make me feel smarter? Besides, every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain. Remember when I took that home winemaking course and I forgot how to drive?
That's because you were drunk.
And how?
The Don and Mike Show.
Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right. And welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. And I'm your host, Ardinger, here. The legendary Joe Ardinger with you on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. Redskins win over the weekend. Yeehaw. Now, this next segment on Best of Dynamite. Occasionally, when listeners stop by to say hello, sometimes they can be a little creepy. And that's what this is all about. It's the creepy guy in the parking garage, and it is the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Friday night we left, there was that guy down in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. I signed an autograph for him. Yeah,
as did I. Mm-hmm. Now,
Buzz did too.
I'll tell you that, and I don't know if you explained this to him. I tried to. It's creepy.
Yeah, you know what? He was... It was Friday night, and I didn't want to go through that, and I actually was, he seemed okay, so I just signed it and moved on, but he should have gotten the creepy lecture.
Yeah. Well, I gave him the creepy lecture. I tried, I was pleasant, I was more than happy to sign his autograph. I said, come by during business hours, but really, like, hiding in the parking lot when we were walking to our cars kind of creeps us out, and that
legit to tell him that.
We used to have a security guard here because it's kind of nutty, you know, that we're leaving work and you're like hiding in the parking lot. So the guy sends this note, and I'd like to point out that I thought pleasant with the guy and explained just that to him.
Mm-hmm.
That there, it's creepy people hanging around. Hiding.
It's just a weird way to do it.
Yeah. And not that he was hiding, but it was like, I left the building, I'm the last one to leave, and it comes out from behind a post. He's like, Don? I said, yeah? I said, hey, I'd just like your autograph. And I said, sure, I said, but, it's kind of nutty. We've had a lot of creepy people in the parking lot.
Right, mm-hmm. Sure.
Gave him the whole thing. So he sends a note today. Dear Don, Mike, Buzz. First, I'd like to apologize for waiting for you guys in the parking lot Friday. Mm-hmm. It was not the most eloquent thing I could have done. I had driven from my office just to meet you guys, and I couldn't stand the idea of driving home without at least trying. And he goes on and says some very nice stuff.
Right.
And then he gets to me. And first I should say that Mike, he writes to you, Mike, thank you for the time to give me your autograph. I love you in the way only a straight man can love another straight man.
That's creepy.
I respect you and appreciate the work you do. If I had one wish, I'd like to have a couple of drinks with you. The Mike that I know from the show seems like a hell of a good drinking buddy, and I'd be honored to kick back and relax over a few shots with you.
Read the part about boiling the rabbit.
No, hold on. And there's
kidding, of course.
Buzz.
Yes.
Thank you for taking time to give me your autograph. Uh-huh. I have to say your brand of humor and timing is the perfect twist for the show. From 6 to 7, I hate the show only because Don and Mike don't shut up and let you do the news uninterrupted.
Here we go.
They seem to push all the ads to the last hour. In the end, I only get a few minutes of real honest buzz time. But I'm thankful for the wit and news you bring to the show. I wish we could hear more of it.
Hmm.
Rob, you're a funny mother effer.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Right.
I've saved myself for last.
Now, were you last in the order, or did you save yourself?
I'm first, because I'm just showing that everybody else got the nice suck up. And I'd like to point out that I did. I was happy to sign the guy's autograph, but I gave him the creepy lecture.
Right.
Right? Don, thank you for taking the time to give me your autograph, though I felt really stupid when you told me what DA meant. That's one of the things he said. Mm. Can you know, he said, I got a question. It's always been bothering me. What does D.A. mean? I said, dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised at how stuck up you are. You didn't seem like an ass, but I sort of got that vibe from you. I was disappointed at first, but as I drove home, I realized if I lived in your shoes, I'd be much more of an ass than you. Money and fame are funny things. Things I've never had and probably never will, but I imagine if I did have them, I'd be much less pleasant towards my listeners than you. Okay.
Wow.
Listen, and he signs it, your friend. I was pleasant towards you. The correct way to do this, if you want to meet any of us, come by the station anytime during business hours.
Absolutely.
We meet people out in the lobby all the time.
Happens all the time. It is just weird when you're there, down there. It's just strange.
Yeah.
And I was polite to you when I explained the creepy guy thing to you. And much as you love Mike and, you know, kind of nutty, the Mike I know from the show seems like a hell of a, you know, well, that's the Mike on the show. I mean, mm-hmm. not that you're not a nice guy, but mm-hmm. come on, pal. You know, you're listening to a radio show. You know, if Mike wasn't in a rush because it was Friday, you would have gotten the same.
I've given the creepy lecture. It's just a weird, mm-hmm. it's a very strange play. We get, this is from 18 years ago, too. I mean, when we used to have people that would wait in the parking lot at the morning show before we'd go on. Very dark in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird. We have a dark parking lot down here, and mm-hmm. you want to come by, we'd love to meet you. Just, you know, don't be down in the dark parking lot.
Come through the front door in the daylight.
You know.
That's why you get the creepy lecture.
So then I get the thing, you know. But it's got nothing to do with money and fame. Of which, you know, I mean, I don't know where you stand. I don't know how you know how I stand. My deal is I don't like leaving work in an empty building and coming downstairs, and there's a creepy guy that comes around from behind the corner and says, I've been waiting all day. Can I have your autograph? Well, if you've really been driving up and waiting all day, dude, come through the front door.
Absolutely.
It's a personal safety issue. Really.
And even if you come after business hours, there's a lobby out there.
Mm-hmm.
Be out in the lobby area.
You know what? It doesn't happen all that often, and when it does, it's fine. It's actually terrific.
So anyway, I'm put off by the fact that the guy wrote this to me.
Yeah.
And then he also writes, if you've ever been short towards your fans, or if you've ever come off as an ass, I can understand it and appreciate the real work you do put in. Come on, if you think I was an ass to you, you've never really seen me when I'm really ticked off. I was trying to be polite to you, and I know I went to take the time and the trouble to say to the guy, we've had creepy people down in
yeah, where it's not nice, and it's unpleasant.
We've had creepy people down there before, and it's just not cool to hide down there. Right. So, you know, then, you know, the bottom, you know, thanks for working to bring the show together. I know how difficult it is to work for a radio station. Donna Mike is a tribute to you. Teamwork, dedication, devotion, and talent. Blah, blah, blah. Jesus.
Lighten up, Francis. And I'm talking to the guy.
Right.
You know. It's just a... Man. And Buzz and I react the exact same way. I mean, you just go into the screen.
Yeah.
You know, what is that? Because you just think... Because it just seems odd. Because we have had the odd people. They're normally not in the lobby, but right. they have been too.
Yeah.
But it's just different. And that's why you don't get what I would describe as our normal reaction to, you know, seeing anybody that's a fan of the show. We love that. I mean, and mm-hmm. I think we all react that way in the right circumstances. We're all a little put off when that happens.
Yes.
Just because it's like you get into a routine, you're doing your thing, and It doesn't happen a lot, and it's strange, and it feels strange, and
it is kind of crazy that you. I mean, I dig the fact the guy likes the show. That's great. And even the stuff like about Buzz and us talking during the news. I don't, you know, that's his opinion. That's fine. But it's nutty to drive all the way down here and like not come through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a front door that has a camera and a speaker.
Well, let's be honest. In order to know what he knew, there had to be, I hate to use the word, but there had to be a little bit of a stakeout.
Yeah. And there,
in order to know that.
There's a big sign outside that says CBS
right.
WJFK, mm-hmm. And no matter how you enter this building, you can't miss that sign.
Right.
And the fact that that's a front door.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, at least when I left after Mike and after Buzz. I went down there. The place is empty except for this creepy guy.
Right. You don't know if he's friend or foe.
Was this him?
I don't know. I want to confirm it.
Oh, hold on. Oh, he's off the phone now. The guy, alleged guy, was calling in. Or is he? Hold on. It's line one, Lisa, I think.
No.
Imagine leaving your house in the morning and going into your garage and finding a stranger there. Hi.
It is a business garage.
In order to know that,
you got to know.
And I don't want to be like a guy, and I hope I'm not coming off as a... And what I said to this guy was, it's him. I said, I'd be glad to, mm-hmm. to sign your autograph. I just want you to know. It's creepy. And I think, I said to him, we've had some problems with creeps here.
Yeah, we have always had.
We have.
You know, so listen, it has nothing to do with how stuck up you perceive I am. The problem is you're hiding, or not hiding, but you're loitering in a dark parking lot.
I'm lurking. I really think the word that I would use with all of us in that situation is not stuck up, it's defensive.
Yeah, careful.
It's 7:15.
You know, now I feel...
On a Friday night.
I feel, like, so bad about what I did.
What'd you do?
I was going to linger and say that, and I was just like, he seems all right, and then move forward. And I shouldn't have. And I should have told him what the deal is.
Oh, then maybe he would have written Mike that he would be surprised at how stuck up you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that you didn't seem like an ass, but he got that vibe from you. He was disappointed, but realized that if he had lived in your shoes, he'd be much more of an ass than you, because money and fame are funny things. No, I want to tell you what a funny thing is. Leaving a place of work and having a creepy guy come out of the shadows in a parking lot. Anyway, here he is. So, hey, it's me, the stuck-up ass.
Hey, Don, I'm real sorry about that first part. That didn't come off the way I wanted it to, and I apologize.
Which part?
The part where it's directed towards you. I didn't get... I wrote a little bit in there, but I should have written more about how your work I appreciate, too.
I don't care about that. I care about this part, you know, that how stuck up I am. You didn't seem like an ass, but I got that vibe from you.
No, you
didn't. Well, you're a creepy guy that was loitering down in a private parking lot.
You've obviously heard everything that we've said, right?
Yeah, most of it, yeah.
At 7:15 on a Friday night, dude, how did you think I would react? I didn't tell you to F off. I politely signed your autograph and told you, hey, if I'm a bit standoffish, it's because we've had creepy people down here.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. I was trying to... You know, kind of like stand where you guys could see me. I didn't want to be in the shadows or behind anything.
Yeah, but I mean, really, that's just, I mean, as we've said, you want to do something, it just works a lot better when you come right through, you know, the main office. You know, there's a reason we have what we have here. There's a reason we have the security we have here. There's a reason we have the double doors and we have a lot of security. I mean, the bottom line is when you do this type of thing, it's just that's the way it's done. And you know, we all, because we're in the business we're in, and we're not, you know, coming back from, you know, working on computers all day or something like that, is because of the nature of what we do.
So how come you wrote that you were surprised at how stuck up I was?
Well, again, I apologize.
I'm not asking for an apology. I just want to know why you thought that when I thought I was being polite but concise with you.
Well, you were being very polite, and you were very being, you know, to the point, and I did take to heart what you had said, and I felt really bad as I left there. I mean, I felt really happy that I got the autographs, but I felt bad. I was like, wow, I really just screwed up, and that was not a cool thing to do.
But so I'm stuck up.
No, you're not.
And then your thought after this was you felt so badly that you wrote a letter that said, you're surprised how stuck up I am, that I didn't seem like an ass, you got that vibe from me, you were disappointed, and how money and fame are funny things.
You know,
well, what the hell does that have to do with me saying to you, as I politely signed your autograph, which I was glad to do, say, hey, listen, dude, it's a little creepy for you to be in the parking lot on a Friday night.
I mean, I can explain. It's not anything you said at all. But as I wrote in the letter, I've been listening for a little over 12 years now, and in my mind, you're Don and Mike. You're two guys I know, you know, and you provided entertainment and fun for me for the last 12 years, and it's great. And so my one-sided position on it is that I know these two guys, but they don't know me, and I didn't see that. And I realized after I was leaving, it's like, well, I know them, yeah, through the radio show, but they don't know me.
Okay, all right, you know, you make a lot of sense there.
Okay,
I understand
but then
that.
Still
that's
having,
absolutely true.
Having said that, even knowing that, then why would you write this fax?
Why'd you pick on Don?
Why'd you write this follow-up fax that I'm stuck up and I didn't seem like an ass? You got that vibe from me. You were disappointed. What the hell does money and fame have to do with anything? You're a creepy guy in our parking lot, dude.
I'm sorry.
You're like that John Lennon guy.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? You're like that Mark David Chapman.
Okay, I mean, they're not the three guys you're listening to right now, it's not one of us has had a nightmare like that.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm sorry.
And when you do that, when you come in the main door, here's a little secret. Occasionally, if you come in the main door, once in a while, you get free stuff, too.
I did. The first thing I did, I got there around 6:30, and I came in the main door, and nobody was in the side little office there.
Yes, because the business office closes at 5:30.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I went to the bathroom real quick, came back out, and two people were leaving. I don't know who they were, but I talked to them shortly about it, and they're like, well...
Oh, wait, hold on. This is interesting.
Well, they didn't say anything really interesting. They're like, it's like after business hours, you know, you can't really... We can't see them now because they're getting ready to leave. And I was like, well...
So someone actually told you after business hours that is not, you know, it's... It's not...
Not the time.
But you stayed anyway.
Well, like I wrote in the thing, I mean, and it was a bad judgment call, and I realized that, and I apologize.
Right.
When I went out to my car, I got into my car, and I started it up, and I was like, well, I just drove against traffic, and I'm going to have to go drive all the way back. You know, I'm going to kick myself.
How many clown suits do you own? Now, come on, really, dude.
Is everything going okay in your life, seriously? I mean, I'm really trying. You're trying hard to sound normal, and that's making me get weirded out a little
but
bit.
But as you read this letter, you realize that you're really not. I mean, dude, you came down to the radio station, and I know that I didn't say anything like, if you asked me what DA was, I told you. I said I'd be glad to sign this. And I said to you, I'm a little flipped out by strangers coming up to me in a dark parking lot on a Friday night when no one else is here. It's not really cool.
Yeah.
I think when you made the statement about you know us, well, that's true because we do what we do and we don't know you. So that's where the difference is. And you know, approachability is something that, you know, if you added up the times when we're not approachable, you picked probably the one place where we are least approachable because we are, I'll be honest with you, you get scared when you see somebody in that situation.
Mm-hmm. And
because we have met weird people in more than any location in that garage. That's why we get weirded out.
And I'm going to go back and look at the videotape now and see exactly on Friday where you were and exactly what my body language was like and what Mike's was like and what Buzz's was like.
That should be interesting.
Because, you know, that you know we'll find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I'm going to you know do anything, but I'm curious to know, because we have a tape that can show us how long you were down there,
right?
When you got in and out of your car.
I found out for that one time I peed.
that was great at the Christmas party.
I'm sorry I had to go.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, you're kind of creeping me out even now. I mean, thank
Don't
you.
Worry about it, and just, you know, think, you know, I hope you understand our position.
I do, and again, I'm sorry, it'll never happen again.
Well, there's no real reason for it to happen.
Right,
again.
Exactly.
That's fair. Okay. That weirds me out that you said that.
You've already gotten your autographs. You've right. already made your decision.
The only reason you'd come back would be to get a finger.
Yeah.
Please, guys. Yeah, I mean, I love you guys to death. I hope that the next time
that freaks me out too.
Oh,
stop! I hope that the next time I see you will be at one of the big events or something.
I hope we don't see you.
Do you have a girlfriend or a wife or something?
I'm happily married for the past 2 years.
The next time I will be stuck up to you. I promise.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
I will be. I will be an astro next time.
Just enjoy. Perhaps because of this, we can never be friends. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. So.
Okay.
No. Not good enough.
That's the we can. What can we never be?
We can never be friends.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh.
My mom's a whore.
My mom's a whore.
It got creepier.
Of course, Mikey has a wife, and she's rudimentarily preserved out in the root cellar.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Mike, Don.
Yeah, hi.
I work on computers all day, and this guy creeps me out.
I mean, really, I was very as polite as I could be. Said, yeah, I'm glad to sign it, but I
got
to
tell you. When I got in my car, the only thought I had, and this is after saying hello to the guy, signing an autograph, I got in my car, and I swear to God, I was halfway down the road, and I said, the only thought I had in my mind, should I have left? And I not for any other reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right? That I'm the last one to leave.
Something, you know, it happened. Like, you know, we've gotten back on Monday, and your head was in a bowling bag.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike. Hello.
Seriously, that's what
you would have more time for your boat story today. Hello.
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 Hi, guys.
Hi there.
What a freak! I'm telling you, I called like a while ago when he first came on, and then I was going to hang up. And then it got freakier sounding. I mean, Friday night, 7:30, he's looking for you guys for your autograph.
Yeah, I think people should understand that Friday, the last hour of the show, yeah. And the last hour of the show on the phone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've listened to
people
you since Wava, but I'm not going to hang out on a Friday night to look for you guys.
Thank you, honey.
Jeez.
Appreciate it.
You know, but hold on. I might have to say this also. Mm-hmm. Next to that, what really bugs me more are, like, if you and I are somewhere, and somebody sees us, and they'll call on Monday and talk about, yeah, I saw you. You ordered the Diet Coke, and you were sitting there like that, and like they're 3 feet away from me.
Yeah.
And they won't come up and say hello.
No, I don't mind that. That's fine with me.
No, I don't like that at all. I like if you're gonna sit over there and be judging me, and I don't know you're doing that. I want you to come up and at least say hello.
Yeah, whatever. You can't stop people from looking at you. That's fine. It's just, you know, don't hide.
I don't mind people looking at me. What I mind is spying,
compiling a report.
I saw you in the grocery store. Mm. You were buying that. What were you buying that ointment for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, the ointment's a secret, okay, pal?
I forgot the applicator.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Mr. Wendy here with more of my unofficial Wendy's late night poetry. I call this one, The Later It Gets. The later it gets, the more the stars shine. The later it gets, you go to Wendy's to dine. You're on your way home, starving and tired, but you look at that burrito joint and feel so uninspired. The later it gets, the choice becomes clear. The later it gets, Wendy's appears. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, made fresh on the spot. Salads, fries, frosties, oh so cool, oh so hot. The later it gets, when the others have not, the later it gets, Wendy's is the spot. By Mr. Wendy, unofficial spokesman.
Wendy's late night pickup window is open till 1 a.m. or later, so you can eat great even late at participating Wendy's.
Hey, Terps fans, stop by your local Wendy's restaurant and pick up an entry form for a chance to win with Wendy's at a Maryland home basketball game. You'll receive 2 Maryland basketball t-shirts plus tickets to the game. One lucky person will be selected to shoot a basket during a timeout. Entry forms are available at Wendy's in Maryland, Northern Virginia, and D.C. while supplies last. Another reason why it's better at Wendy's.
Hey, everyone, this is Rich Eisen from NFL Network. Think about this. Wouldn't it be cool if you could watch the best action of every NFL game any day of the week? Great news. Thanks to Comcast Digital Cable here at NFL Network, we take every NFL game each week, edit them down to the best place, and let you watch them whenever you want. Miss a big play? Watch the extended highlights on NFL Network on demand. Want to catch up on all your fantasy football league players? Just pull up NFL Network on demand. Only available from Comcast Digital Cable, and it's completely free. You can start them, rewind them, and replay the best plays for your own instant replay. Hey, if you want more control, buy a team.
And if you have satellite, right now you can get Comcast Digital Cable for just $29.99 a month for 12 months, including free DVR. Call 1-866-GO-CABLE now. Limited time offer available for current satellite subscribers only. Not all services available in all areas. NFL Network on-demand content is subject to blackout during broadcast of live NFL games. After promotional period, regular rates apply.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones, what brings you to couples therapy?
We don't communicate.
Really?
Yeah, ever since he tried 7-Eleven's new Southwest Jalapeno and Cheese Griller Sausage.
Is that true, Mr. Jones?
Mm-hmm. See, he's
He's constantly eating that tasty Oscar Mayer griller sausage from 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, it's good, but come on.
Well, it sounds like he's talking, but you're not listening.
He's talking with his mouth full.
Try to hear what he's saying.
Good. Tasty. More? Yeah?
Yes. He loves the spicy jalapenos and cheese stuffed inside the Southwest griller. It's amazing.
Oh.
See, communicating is listening to Mrs. Jones.
The new Southwest jalapeno and cheese griller from 7-Eleven. It's a quarter pound of smoked Oscar Mayer sausage with a unique blend of smooth cheese and spicy jalapenos stuffed inside. Once you try one, you won't stop talking about it.
Oh, I think he just said he loves me.
No. He said you're sitting on his napkin.
Oh.
Thank you.
At participating 7-Eleven stores while supplies last.
My husband and I, we were so excited about our experience there that we wanted to come back.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Lorraine Melton, talks about the Leo diamond.
That's Jared.
I looked at the Leo and I literally jumped back. There is something very, very special about that diamond. I think the Leo diamond is the most brilliant. I get compliments all the time.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, association with the artisans at Leo Schachter now offers you an exclusive, the Leo Artisan, with dimensions of optical perfection that establish a new standard for diamond brilliance.
Leos are probably the top-rated diamonds in the industry. There are no other diamonds like it.
The Leo Artisan, with a cut so unique it redefines diamond brilliance, offered exclusively at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, your authorized Leo Diamond Jeweler.
It can only be Jared.
Jared, in front of Dulles Town Center, across from Tyson's Corner Shopping Center, at Towson Marketplace, outside Arundel Mills Mall, and in front of Fairlake Shopping Center.
We secretly replaced the Troy's dial-up connection with high-speed Verizon online DSL with MSN Premium. Let's see if they notice the difference.
I'll email the pictures, but I have to hang up the phone.
Mr. Troy doesn't realize with DSL, he can talk and surf.
What the?
Mr. Troy's in shock. Unlike with dial-up, he just sent his files super fast.
Honey, come here.
In a sec, I'm streaming video. Someone must have switched us to DSL. Now we can both be online at the same time.
Experience the difference Verizon Online DSL makes for as low as $29.95 a month. You send pictures and emails a lot faster. Plus, it includes MSN Premium, a $99 annual value. All for as low as $29.95 a month. The best value in broadband. Call 1-800-PICK-DSL or sign up at Verizon.com/PICK-DSL and get your first month free.
Now Mr. Troy is downloading and doing cartwheels.
Yeah. Verizon. Make progress every day.
$29.95 a month with a qualifying Verizon package. USF fee, taxes, and shipping and handling fees apply. Additional monthly supplier FUSF recovery fee and applicable taxes apply. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Offer subject to change.
What's the coolest, most sophisticated car on the road?
No question, Jaguar.
And what's the coolest high-performance gasoline?
Easy, Amoco Ultimate.
And how cool would it be to win a brand new Jaguar plus a year's worth of Amoco Ultimate from BP?
Really cool.
Unbelievably cool.
Hey, be cool. From now till November 30th, when you stop at any participating BP station to fill up with Amoco Ultimate, you can learn how to win a Jaguar and 1 year's worth of Amoco Ultimate gasoline, plus thousands of other prizes like $500 in gasoline. So stop in at BP, then log on to www.premiumrewards.com to enter. Entering the full rules at www.premiumrewards.com. No purchase necessary. One entry per household per day. Open to legal U.S. residents, but void in Alaska, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, and were prohibited or restricted. Must be 21 years or older and a licensed driver. Employees of BP and related companies not eligible. 10 grand prizes of 2005 Jaguar X-Type Sport and $1,200 of BP gas cards. ARV $39,370. 250 first prizes of $500 BP gas cards. 750 second prizes of $100 BP gas cards. And 9,000 third prizes of $25 BP gas cards. Overall odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Taxes, responsibility of winner. Sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2004.
So, enter and maybe you'll win.
Cool. Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Everybody loves Jackie Mason.
You probably know of me as a comedian, and if you don't, you probably are not a citizen of this country.
And now, America's favorite stand-up comedian sets his sights on radio.
On the radio for free, you got Jackie Mason, and usually it's a $100 ticket. If you want to send me 50, I'll be glad to take the money, but if you're not sending anything in, then you have no right to complain.
Still as popular as ever, uh-huh. Jackie Mason combines a sharp wit with pungent political satire to create a unique listening experience.
You'll hear.
I hear he's going to be replacing O'Reilly.
Stories that you can't hear.
He's the new hot thing at Westwood One.
Yeah, yes. He's like O'Reilly without the potty mouth.
The historical knowledge of computer.
The most history of the world. Get that in. This show.
Politics is his passion.
Yeah.
Jackie Mason is known for his tough and outspoken position.
Okay, all right.
Would like to hear my tough, outspoken positions?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Pete from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Fairbanks. There. Pete, I'm outspoken about politics.
That's too good. Mike, I have something for you here in the pre-show.
Hopefully, you do? Wait a minute.
Switch microphones.
Ready?
Yep.
Microphone switch.
Do it.
Hi.
Seamless.
Hi. I feel so much better now.
Seamless.
Done and done.
That's good.
I bet you didn't even... Oh.
Gum.
Gum. Swallowed. Thank you. You are going to love this.
I forgot to spit out my gum before the show.
Did you see yesterday's Washington Post?
No, but I heard about it.
This is funny. This is in the something called Road Trip.
Oh, I'm so glad you have that. I wanted to see that.
Uh-huh. It's a...
this is free publicity, right?
Yeah, and it's funny free publicity.
Okay, good.
This guy... Rob, hello. I'm hearing stuff when you're doing stuff there.
Shorting out.
Hold on. What are you doing? Hold on.
This, I thought maybe this mic was off. How are you? How have you been?
he doesn't have headphones on, and he knows the way that sounds.
That's the worst microphone in the room.
I don't know.
Why is that microphone in a broadcast studio?
Just for fun. It's okay. Like playing hot potato.
Hey, Robbie, yeah? How have you been?
Don, now that Monday has come, how have you been?
How have you been?
Okay, so I'm turning that one off.
Please do.
That's number five.
The bad one. It
sounds like very good.
That's the bad one.
The bad one.
So they're doing this thing in the newspaper about portions of the D.C. area. D.C. is Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. And I guess it's if you want to go out and look at fall foliage.
Ah.
And they have a bunch of different spots you can go to. And then it says when you get to Prince William County... It has one of these little, like almost like a cartoon talking box thing.
Right.
And it says, lunch at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub.
Yeah.
Wow.
But here's the funny part.
What's the funny part?
And then it says, not this, it says, owned by Mike of the Don and Mike Radio Show.
All right.
Then in parentheses it says... It doesn't rotate.
Oh, that's
let me see that.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
So cool. It doesn't rotate.
You know, and when I was glad when we spoke yesterday morning, as Mike and I do every Sunday morning
before church
sunrise sermon.
Right. Good morning.
I was very glad. Good morning, Brother Michael. I was very glad that you didn't mention it that you hadn't seen it because right. I want you to see that. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah. And I was in there yesterday. Nobody mentioned it to
me. You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It doesn't rotate.
And he says that.
That is awesome. That's